Good evening and Merry Christmas. Welcome to worship. Amen. Members and guests, family and friends alike, we're glad to have you with us this evening as we celebrate the Nativity of our Lord, the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, in a special service that is particularly designed for our families, for the youngest of our members, and for the young at heart. We take this time in this worship service to sing through our favorite hymns, carols, songs of the Christmas season, to hear the story of Christ's birth among us, to receive a special message particularly geared for our youngest of members, and to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the celebration with candlelight and Holy Communion. At the time of communion, we will bring the host and the cup down to you here on the floor. We'll invite you to come forward, beginning with those who are sitting closest here to the altar, receiving the bread wafer in your hand. You may dip that or intinct it into the chalice of your preference. You will find wine in the silver chalice and grape juice in the ceramic chalice. So we invite you to receive the host, receive the cup to either side, and returning to your seats via the side aisle. If you are our guest this evening at Holy Trinity, know that you are welcome to receive with us the celebration of the Lord's Supper, for all are always welcome at God's table, and there is a place for you here. We invite you to sing the songs, the hymns that you find in the red hymnals before you in the pew, and just to follow along in the worship bulletin as you are comfortable. We welcome you here to worship. I invite you to rise as you are able as we begin our Christmas season with our entrance hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwell in the land of deep darkness, on them light shines. Thanks be to God for the gift of your Son, Jesus, who is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, the Light of the World.
Mary gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
His name shall be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. Do not be afraid, for I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. Glory to the newborn King. Let us pray together. Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence, and in the last day wake to the brightness of his glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The Old Testament reading for Christmas Eve is recorded in Isaiah, the 9th chapter. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken on this day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
This is the Nativity of our Lord, according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds had said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the gospel of our Lord. You may be seated, and I invite the young people up for a family homily, a time for them. Come on down, come on. We're going to have a seat, and we're going to sit in front. I'm going to tell you a little story. Come on, Lillian. Why don't you guys come down over here a little bit so you guys can see? There we go. All right. So I am going to read a story. You want to sit down here so you can see? There you go. And this story is called God Gave Us Christmas. Who's it by? It is by Lisa Ton Bergen. Very good question. Mama, little cub asked one night, who invented Christmas? Was it Santa? No, Mama Bear said, God invited Christmas. God gave us Christmas. Is God more important than Santa? Oh, yes. Much more important, Mama said with a smile. Making Christmas cookies. Be patient. Everybody gets a chance to see. The next morning, little cub sleepily climbed into Mama's lap. Can we go find Santa, Mama? He lives around here someplace, I think. Santa is hard to find, said Mama. But we can go find God. God is everywhere. See? God's everywhere. We'll have to find out. Yahoo! Cried little cub. I didn't know we could find God. Oh, yes, Mama said. We can always find God. Little cub looked over her shoulder and whispered, can we leave them at home? Yes, Papa will watch the little ones. You and I can go alone. Little cub has little brothers and sisters. Uh-oh. We will go find God. I will see how he gave us Christmas. Yes, little cub. You shall see how God gave us Christmas. We're getting all ready. Look at that. The next morning, little cub and mama filled their packs, kissed their family goodbye, and set off to find God and see how God gave them Christmas. They walked to the top of one mountain. It's a pretty big mountain. But it's really good for sledding down. And down the next. They didn't walk down. They slid down. Look at that. See? I told you they'd slide down it. And up another mountain where they set up camp. Little cub was so tired that she went right to sleep. But Mama nudged her while it was still dark. Mama, why are you waking me up? Because it's God, little cub. Come and see. "What is that?" Little Cub asked in wonder as she watched the dancing lights in the sky. "That is God at work, Little Cub. God sent God's only Son as a baby so that we would know light from dark. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is how God gave us Christmas. Look at all those lights. The Northern Lights." The next day, they arrived at a huge lake. All at once, with a mighty roar, a chunk of ice cut away from the cliff and fell into the sea. "What is that?" Little Cub asked, covering her ears and leaning into Mama. "That is God, Little Cub. God is so powerful that God can command the water to freeze and the glacier to melt. God is mightier than any king on earth, and because God is all-powerful, God made Jesus king of all kings." But Jesus was just a baby. How could he be a king? All kings begin as babies. God knew that we would need someone that we could touch and see and smell. Mama paused to sniff Little Cub's neck, making her giggle, to understand just how much God loved each one of us. Mama awoke Little Cub again before the sun came up. She pointed to the east at a star that changed from green to red to green again and shot out in many points. "Is it God again?" Little Cub asked, rubbing her eyes. "Yes, Jesus is called the bright morning star. He is always with us, and he first came when God gave us Christmas." "But what about Santa?" Little Cub asked. "Did God give us Santa?" Santa Claus reminds us about many good things like generosity and care. But it is God and Jesus that we celebrate most come Christmas. We always want to thank God for giving us Christmas. Looks like they're on their way home. Those funny looking penguins. On the way home, Mama Bear stopped by a tiny flower peeking up from the hard frozen ground. "Oh, you are too early, little flower," she said. "Little Cub, Jesus is like this flower, God in our world, living where you wouldn't expect him, surprising us. Christmas is a lot about surprises." "Mm-hmm, like presents." "Yes, Jesus is the best present of all. And God wouldn't have given us that present, even if it was only for you." "Only for me?" "Only for you, little cub. God gave you Christmas." Mama and Little Cub came upon a church, glowing with warm light. Soft voices reached out to them, singing. "What are they singing, Mama?" "About the night God first gave us Christmas, when Jesus was born. Tomorrow is Christmas Day." Is that baby Jesus? Yeah? They have a nativity scene, and baby Jesus is already in there. "Would Jesus have come for mean old Maggie the moose or grumpy old Frankie the fox?" Little Cub whispered. "Maggie, Frankie, any of us. Jesus is a present for everyone, grumpy or happy, mean or kind. God gave us all Christmas." Little Cub was glad to be back at home that night in her cozy bed. Thanks for showing me God, Mama. There isn't anything I'd rather do, sweet child, she said with a kiss. Night, night. Little Cub went to sleep and dreamed of bright stars and northern lights, of a king born as a tiny baby, and angels singing over him. And woke up to Christmas. Yahoo, Little Cub cried. God gave us Christmas again. And again. And again. So that's a pretty neat story, huh? That God gave us Christmas and that God gave us Jesus. And we heard a lot of names of Jesus being called a lot of names in the story, didn't we? Like Morning Star. And we heard other names tonight, like Wonderful Counselor. But Jesus was also called Emmanuel, which means that God is with us. Did you know that we can be like Little Cub in this story, and that we can go out and find God everywhere in the world? Emmanuel means God is with us, so wherever we need him, God will be there. And sometimes God feels far away, but that's not always true. God is always with us and never leaving us, and we can all find ways to find God. Where do you see God? Do you see God in the world? Yes.
I see him right here.
You see him right here? That's pretty cool. Are you, David? Where do you see God?
The same.
What about you guys? Where do you see God? Where do you see God, Marlia? You see God everywhere? Who else? Where can you find God? Where do you find God at? Yes, Tina.
The top of your Christmas tree.
The top of your Christmas tree. How do you know that God's around? How do you know he's there? Those are all great answers, but how do you know God's there? Yeah, Marlia. You think what? He's got a billion heads. I don't know what God looks like, so maybe. Yes, Anaya. We just know. How though? How do you know? Is it like a funny feeling you have? Or is it maybe somebody doing something nice and kind? That? What else? What else? How do you know God's around? I put you on the spot, didn't I? How do you know God's around? How do you know God's around? No, you guys are awfully quiet tonight. Yeah, Marlia. You see him at home? How do you know he's there?
Because
what happens at home that you know God's there? You can feel it? Very cool. So I have a little gift for you tonight. And it is a gift so that you can always remember that God is always with you and that God is everywhere. And so sometimes you can put it in your pocket or on your table next to your bed. And then that way, if you ever feel like you're alone or you feel like you need to go out and find God, all you have to do is reach over and you can touch it. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
Something that we can touch and know God's there. Do you want to know what it is?
What?
I'll show you. Is it a what?
It's
not a book. Don't you wish a credit card? So I have, and I feel like I need to set rules for some of us.
Xbox?
You guys are killing me tonight.
I don't think Xbox.
Right? What? They are not crosses. So these are called prayer rocks. And so I'm going to set some rules because I feel like we might need some. You cannot throw these. Because they will hurt, right? So these are not weapons. And they will hurt if you drop them on your toes. Trust me. So you got to be very careful with them.
What if we put them in a snowball and we throw it at someone?
I should have never opened my mouth. So these are called prayer rocks. And they're really smooth. You want to feel it? You can have that one. They're really smooth, and they say love on them, because what else is God?
Love.
God is love. They all say love. And so this way, you can put them in your pocket or in your next to your bed, or put them in your bag and take them to school, wherever you need to take God, or wherever you feel like you need to know that God is with you. And then when you feel like you're lonely or you want to find God, you can just reach in your pocket or in your bag and take it out and rub it. I know we did rocks at Easter time, and that was so that we could tell other people about God's love. But tonight, these are for you, so that you can always know about God's love. Sound good? Yes. All right. I know. A very handsome baby brother. Whoop. Regina. No. You cannot leave. We're going to pray once we're done.
Okay.
No, we're not eating today. Well, I don't know. You might when you get home. We'll pray now. We'll get one. All right, let's pray, and then I will finish passing them out. Good and gracious God, thank you for giving us today. Thank you for giving us Christmas. Thank you for always being near us and with us, and knowing that wherever we go, you will be there. Watch over us this night. Let your presence be known to us. Let your love envelop us. And let us know that you are there. And all this we ask in your Son's name, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Don't drop them. Stop. Yes, once you get your prayer rocks, you can go back to your family. You're welcome.
Thank you.
The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share with one another a sign of Christ's peace.
To rise as you are able. And let us pray together. Holy God, your beauty shines forth from the manger, and your love flows from the cross. As you gather us around, these signs of your love come among us. Warm us to extend your care among the hungry and all in need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that at all times and in all places we give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. In the wonder and mystery of the Word made flesh, you have opened the eyes of faith to a new and radiant vision of your glory, that beholding the God made visible, we may be drawn to love the God whom we cannot see. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy One, the beginning and the end, the giver of life, blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son, Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks. Broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, poured out for you and for all people for the forgiveness of your sin. When you drink from this cup, do it in remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us, awaken your people, fill us with your light, bring the gift of peace on earth. Come, Holy Spirit. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray together. On this day, O God, you gave us Christ the Son to save us. As you sent the one foretold, send us now with good news for all people. Let the gladness of this feast have no end as we share with others the joy that fills us. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. During the reading of the light, the acolytes and worship assistants will begin to come down and bring the light towards you, beginning with those in the center aisle and then those on the side. We invite you to pass the light by dipping the unlit candle into the lit candle and wait till the assistants come down. We'll make sure that everybody has their candle lit before we begin the singing of Silent Night.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born, not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
God, the Creator who delights in you, Jesus, the Savior who is born for you, and the life-giving Spirit who shines on you, bless you and keep you in hope and peace. Amen.
Share the joy of Christ.
Thanks be to God.